as we get play underway in this final term here on KC Radio Football. Bursting through Morgan. He was wrapped up by his opponent there in Stanley. And the umpire will be forced to bounce.
Rod Crowe has gone into the centre now to add some toughness to that Sandringham midfield.
Just need a little bit of grunt. Just need to make sure they can exert some real pressure on the Northern Bull Ants midfield. As Crowe tried to get ball to boot, couldn't do so. Well, helping over the top to Houlihan, moving the ball nicely, the Bull Ants. Allard now with the footy. Kick went over the head of Saddington, but a chance now for Fisher. He overran the footy. Let his teammate there, Saddington, watch the ball over the boundary line. Right in front of our good friends over at the Grog Squad. The famous Motorola sign signalling beer here at Trevor Barker Beach Road Oval.
Tom Lynch playing full forward for Sandringham, and Jordan Bannister is marking him.
Well, Kano, for a game that's failed to reach any great heights, an Amber Ale would do quite nicely after we finish Amber this Ale. Broadcast. Ball spinning back into play. Pack forms. Once again, the umpire will be forced. This time, Tristan Burgess on the scene. Have they been good or have they been ordinary this afternoon, boys?
Umpires?
Yes.
Ordinary.
Ordinary. There's the word from the umpire himself. Mr. Nikolovsky bounced down. Oh, Halpin grabbed it out of the ruck. Not for the first time this afternoon. He was tackled. And the umpire signals holding the ball. Free kick the wave, Sandringham.
It's more of a moan than a word, Tristan.
So it's a free kick goes to Summers. Like Aruba's in space here on the half forward line. Takes the mark. Lynch breaks through now. He's got some pace against Bannister, and he takes the mark. Is that going to be 50 metres? He wasn't in the contest, but no.
Touch and go.
Lynch is 60 metres out from home. He has Goose McGuire on. Oh, into his back.
What about his head?
No free kick there. Right in front of us now. Morgan to Bannister. His kick goes straight into his captain's back. Yakabuchi, and off it, out of bounds. The ball's going to be thrown in. You're tuned in to Saturday VFL football on KC Radio 97.7 FM. The ball to be thrown in right in front of us here.
Jeez.
Up in the social club. O'Halpin doesn't even jump. He taps it down. It's sharked by Crowe. He can't get the ball out. He's been pinged for holding the footy. Not too sure why that was the case. The free kick's on the way of Keith on the half back line. He's got his teammate there, Morgan, who goes long along the line in front of the coach's box. Fisher goes with one hand. He couldn't mark. He did great roving there, though, Fisher. He kicks it into space. Bentley's got plenty of it. He gets a hand pass now to Garlett. Inside forward, 50. No, he's gone for home. Garlett has no. On the last line of defence, taking a relieving mark there for the
Zebras
was Biddleke. Coming high there, Robinson. His punch has gone 35 metres. Armitage and Garlett coming through there once again with Smith. Gets a hand pass forward to his captain, Summers. Going across and taking the mark there. Biddleke on centre wing. Looking to get the ball moving forward. Stephen jumps high.
Hand pass. Jeez, move it on.
Stephen had the man running by elected not to use him. Don't
Lynch
know what's going
down.
On off play. Lynch has been decked by Bannister.
Umpire Grindle's in there.
And I think the...
Yeah, he's reported.
Ball's being brought inside 50. Free kick to go the way of Tom Lynch.
Did he cut one in the never-nevers?
Yes, I think so, Kane.
Not too sure what for. Bannister's having a go at the umpire still. That should really be 50 metres. You're carrying on like Drogba. And
once you report it, it is 50 metres. So
not always, though, is it?
It is. A report is a 50 metre. Because if it's bad enough to be a report, surely it's bad enough to be a 50 metre penalty.
Yeah, I agree with you then, Nico.
So Grindle now asserting himself in on the contest, making sure he explains in great detail to Tom Lynch that his opponent's been reported.
He's just taking the spotlight away from the players and
Morgan
just drawing the attention to themselves.
Morgan stands the mark, 45 metres out from goal, so Lynch will have to kick this, 50 metres, no real angle to contend with. It's the goal the Zebras desperately need. Lynch now comes in, shot on goal, it's got the journey, it's got the accuracy, there's one the Zebras desperately wanted. They move along to 9-8, trailing the Bull Ants 12-10-82, but Dream starting this final term. Only 4 minutes gone on KC Radio's Game of the Day, 97.7 FM footy.
It's somewhat unfortunate. I didn't actually see what happened there, but he must have received a fist around the bottom region of his groinal area.
That can derail momentum, though, a free kick
like that. Also, just one thing I'd like to quickly mention. Goose McGuire, that contest before, one of the punters was giving him a bit of stick, and Goose just giving him like a bit of a show, like, you know, you're as big as a whale sort of thing, which is good to see at the local level, guys.
O'Halpin taps it down. Robinson said a kick around the body. Another clearance to him. He's been doing some good in and under work. The foot race. Begley wins out. Has some time to kick it around his body to Armitage. Will he pick it up? Yes, he does. Bearing down on him there, though, was Austin. Hand pass to his teammate, linking well. Keep the 1-2 back to Armitage. He breaks a tackle and goes long, looking for Lynch and Hartlett. Maguire and Hartlett. Should have been a push in the back, not Pay.
He used his hands there.
Once again, Maguire gets no free kick. The Bulldogs players have been jumping into the back of their Sandringham opponents all afternoon. 20 points the margin.
There have been so many free kicks that could have been given away there, Kane, that haven't today.
It's the coulders and the wooders and the shooters that can change a game, though, Eddie. And coming through there was Panarakis. He kicks the ball over the boundary line. The ball's going to be thrown in, Tristan.
I think it's a free kick there, actually,
Kane. Yeah, was that on the full, guys?
No, I think umpire on the scene, Burgess, played it for too high.
So Ryan Houlihan will man the mark, and Panarakis from the impossible angle. He's 50 metres out. Tight in the pocket. We'll take a
center it here.
Amazing kick. Maguire and Crowe deep in the goal square. So Panarakis sets sail. Maguire at the back of the pack. Maguire flies high. He's taking
the
mark.
He marked it.
You've got to pay that. The goose.
It's a mark.
He's flown high. Another contested mark. Nick Sortner mentioned it at three-quarter time just how deadly he's been inside forward 50 this afternoon. That's a goal to the Zebras. Maguire has 5, and the margin here is only 14 points. The Zebras are right back into it. Nick mentioned they always finish hard at home. Well, this is their opportunity now here, boys. We have a cracker.
They definitely finish hard, and they do tend to finish hard at this end of the ground, Kane. I think that there is a slight breeze coming down this way. And just kick the ball down there. Give him an option. 1 out, 2 out, 3 out there. Just a fantastic mark. Wayne Carey, like, going back to the play of the ball.
This is Andringham, 10-8-68. Trailing the Bulldogs by 14 points. 12-10-82. Kane Pollard, Tristan Fernander, Eddie Sadler, and Nick Nikolovsky on 97.7 FM, Saturday afternoon, VFL football.
Don't want to be
Phil
ultra Pierce defensive.
Sorry, Nick. Just informing me that there's a breeze to this end of the ground.
Thank you for that, Tiger. Phil Pierce back down in the centre. Meese flew for the Bulldogs. Armitage the extractor, though, for the Zebras. Couldn't get an effective possession away, allowed Mitch Robinson in it with a chance for the Bulldogs. Left foot kick up towards forward 50. Judging that football very nicely was Miles for the Zebras, and he takes a relieving mark.
Oh, that was bad by Robinson.
Kicked over the top, found Summers. Robinson overcommitted. Summers, spearing kick in the direction of Gallagher. Gallagher couldn't mark.
High,
Clark a chance. Lays off the handball now to Gallagher. Gallagher, 35 metres out. David Gallagher, 8 points the margin. I finally get some noise for this social club. I've been asking for it all afternoon, and finally they've delivered. So the Bulldogs 12-10-82, 8 point leaders over Sandringham, and by geez, we've got a game on our hands.
Yeah, boys, I told you, momentum swinger, that little incident with Bannister and Lynch, they kick 3 in a row now, the Zebras.
Definitely, and for those that were watching on the TV, you would have seen Mitch Robinson flying across the TV screen a million miles an hour like the Flash. No, we need the ball. That's where you just need to stop a prop. Let your opponent mark the ball and just sit off him. He allowed Summers to run, and it was just all over.
He's not the smartest man alive, is Mitch Robinson, but he goes
not
hard.
Not yet.
Puts his head over the football.
Well, you think he's going to get smarter, do you, Nico?
He's very young. Smarter on the football field, not intellectually smarter.
Recruited from Tasmania in the VFL last year was Mitch Robinson. He's had a big impact in 2009. That's a shocker. Tristan Burgess, take that one back, son. Try again.
As I was saying before, I was going to go ultra defensive and put somebody back, and they have decided to put Saddington back there as a loose man in defence, which is may or may not be the right thing to do early on.
After trailing by 22 points at three-quarter time, the margin at Trevor Barker Oval is only 8 points. Summers did well, but it's an up-and-under kick. Keeping their eye on the football, the two Zebras there flying high. Panarakis couldn't take the mark. The kick forward now. Garuba and Yakabuchi off the pack. Into the back of Maguire was Hartlett. No free kick. Crow did well to come out and get the hand pass to Gallagher. Can he do it again, Gallagher? Here's a shot on goal. Goes to the hot spot with the flight of the ball. Armitage! David Armitage has taken a great mark in the goal square. This can reduce the margin to only 2 points.
Where's the umpire taking him?
On an angle. I thought he marked it in the goal square myself.
I thought just outside.
Oh, did you?
I thought just outside. He's been fantastic all afternoon, Armitage.
It shouldn't matter.
Definitely shouldn't.
If he thinks his way through this kick, Armitage should just go back and slot it over David Allard's head and reduce the margin to only 2 points. You're a little bit worried at three-quarter time if we would have a game here, Tristan. It's alive.
He's a left-foot kick, so.
For the fourth goal of the quarter, we haven't even gone 10 minutes. Armitage, no!
Wow, you are kidding me.
He has done too much with that kick. Tried to get it around his body. He thought it was home, but he's missed it. We talked up his performance this afternoon. Armitage has one goal, one. That's a disappointing miss. The margin's now 7 points.
He ran in so close, I just about reckon he could have gone the drop punt, Nick.
Yep.
So Hartler with the footy for the Bulldogs. Good long kick, found Saddington. Thank you, Phil Pearce. For Saddington, defensive side, centre wing, Port Phillip Bay side of the ground.
Score check, Sandringham 11-9, the Bull Ants 12-10.
Just need to hold on to it here, the Bull Ants.
So a wall of players confronts Saddington, so he elects to kick long in the direction of Meese. That kick was chopped off. Bursting through Everington, he could have been caught high. Whistle, yes, umpire says advantage. Kick now. Inside 50 for the Bull Ants, came from O'Keefe. Doing the roving work was Robinson, and Robinson trickles through the goal. I said Robinson, it's Robinson. Robinson, the man, doing very nicely. He waited down at ground level and didn't have much of a task ahead of him. Dribbled that through from 20 metres out. So the margin, once again, 13 points, 13-10, I apologise, Northern Bull Ants. Sandringham 11-9, 75, 11 minutes gone. KC Radio 97.7 FM footy. And that miss from Armitage now, boys, very costly.
Very costly indeed, Tristan. We saw this in the third term. Sandringham really came at the Bull Ants. The Bull Ants responded then, as they have now. Clearance is crucial.
Done it a few times this afternoon. Every time looks like Sandringham getting a run on, the Bull Ants find the answer. Austin tries to duck his way out of the traffic there. Tackles. He couldn't do it. Strong work there by Simon Clark of Sandringham. And the ball's going to be bounced. Still in the centre square. Umpire Jennings, Messi, and also Stanley taps it down. Who can win out this crucial clearance? Oh, great work there by Summers. It was Nick. He led Howard through. His hand passed to Smith. He's got some time. He kicks it up there looking for Maguire and Hartlett. Maguire used his body well. Was it a push? No free kick paid. 4-on-1 in favour of the Bull Ants. The hand pass comes out to Hartlett. He tries to do too much. His hand pass misses his target. Garuba's over the football now. Tries to break the tackle of Vansittart. He couldn't do it. How's the umpire going to see it? Bounce down. Hartlett has cleaned up Armitage off the play here, boys, and something pretty dirty. Goose McGuire just walked up and gave him a good old rabbit punch to the back of the head. This game is at boiling point at the moment. Garuba did well to get the clearance. Back to Treguer. He's been quiet since the first quarter. Then the other. Well done by Treguer. The kick forward. Looking for Gallagher and Crow. Crow can't mark at the back of the pack now. We've got Vansittart and also Tom Lynch. Then the other to Vansittart. His hand pass at the shoelaces of Robinson. Stands up. Gets a hand pass to Sannington. Coming through now. Bannister receives a hand pass from him. Finds Hartlett now. He marks in front of Stanley. Looking to get the ball moving quickly now. Hartlett just slams
crucial
it.
Crucial contact.
Oh, has to be holding. No, doesn't matter because the axe took another good mark for the Zebras.
Oh, no.
That's a disappointing kick. Oh, no, everything didn't have too much time. He thought about it and dropped it. Sliding in there was Crow. Was it a throw? No, it wasn't paid. Like it. Brad Fisher wearing number 58 now. Kick around the body. Bounty goes down. He couldn't mark it. Coming through. It has to be a hold.
Silly.
And the free kick going the way of Satanta are helping there for the Bull Ants. The margin is still now 13 points.
So Satanta from outside 50 lays up the handball to Everington. Wasn't
what
a particularly good option.
Doing this,
Everington
Satanta.
Dropped the footy. Good tackle by Armitage. Armitage now lays up the handball to Treguer. They could be away the Zebras.
Oh,
just have
hands.
To use it cleverly. Crow now. The handball to his teammate out there in Connors. Connors inside 50 in the direction of the big man Stanley. Ball punched away from him. Now a chance for Morgan and the Bull Ants to relieve some pressure. Morgan's kick. 2-on-1 contest in favour of the Zebras. Spilling the mark there was Clark. Did well though, but a good second effort. Armitage over the footy. He was dispossessed. Quick kick came from Garland inside 50. Ball on the bottom of the pack now. I think the player picking himself up off the ground there is Bilney.
Strong tackle by Simkin.
Great desperation showed by both teams.
Yeah, the intensity's really lifted in this last couple of minutes.
And ball will be bounced down to 50 metres out from the Bull Ants attacking goal. Bounce favoured the Zebras. Volleyball punch style forward came from Treguer. Bull Ants with all the numbers though. Now a chance for Austin. Haven't seen much of him this afternoon. He had a short little kick inside 50 and found the option there in the form of Garlett.
He's cool-handed well there on his knees. Just got that hand pass out. Very crucial play there by the experienced
Hall-hand. And Allard coming onto the ground for the Northern Bull Ants there.
Haven't seen too much of Jeffrey Garlett this afternoon, but he's got a chance to stamp his authority on the contest, at least for this period of play. Kick now. It sailed up the side of his boot. Came off right. Stayed right. Ball will be thrown in because it was offhand and hit the behind post.
So this is a dangerous point here for the Zebras. A quick throw in. No one was ready. Up goes Crow and down did the roving. Gets the ball out of the defensive 50. It's going to be a foot race. Jakubucci wins out. The hand pass to Messi. Has a teammate here in
Allard.
But we run down from behind by Stephen. Affects the kick. Going back with the flight of the footy there was Saddington. Couldn't get to the contest and the ball's going to be thrown in. The other side of the post, left hand side. And only 5 metres around from the Bull Ants goal. They lead by 13 points. They've gone 15 minutes of the final quarter on 97.7 FM. Stanley flies high, taps it down. The Zebras couldn't win the clearance. Someone's battling hard, but Yakabuchi wins out. The hand pass back to Bounty. He slips it, he kicks it, and then ducked his head. Simpkin did well with the flight of the ball to go back and take the mark. Crow's on in the centre of the ground if he wants to look at him. Decides not to go that way. Goes by hand instead. Out towards Miles. He's got Hayne here if he wants to use him and spots him up well on the half-back flank. So Hayne marks, looks at the ball moving quickly, kicks to a three-on-one contest. Trigger at the back of the pack did well to bring the ball down. Stephen gets the hand pass over the top there to Connors. He gets cleaned up by Bentley. Affected the run through. Bannister did well to cut it off with the bullance. Over the top now to Everington. He's in space. Thinks about a bounce and said goes long inside forward 50 all by himself. Jumping high and taking the mark with Saddington.
Huge error there. Of the Sandringham team. Who was that player there, Kane?
Coming through there. One was Jack Stevens.
Yeah, Jack Stevens, that hand pass, that errant hand pass to nobody.
It's to make the margin 19 points. Saddington has 3 goals for the afternoon. The former Carlton-listed player, now a bullet. He comes in from 45 metres out straight in front and doesn't miss. The margin's now 19 points. Will that be the sealer here at Trevor Barker Oval? No, maybe.
That was EJ Connors, that hand pass there. He's just come off the field. I don't know. He might have tweaked something when he hand passed that ball.
He got pretty severely bumped after he did it as well.
Okay, that's probably what it was.
The margin here now is, 29 points. And the Bullants go to 14-10-94. The Zebras 11-9-75.
19 points. Okay.
19 points, sorry.
I reckon that is the sealer there. Kane, we've seen earlier that Sandringham came... And the Northern Bullants, and they were too good, as we've seen again this quarter.
Yeah, I think it's just a bit of a body blow to the Zebras, but they're going to keep trying. Stanley directed it down to Summers. Summers was wrapped up. Ball will be bounced.
Football's all about momentum. The miss Armitage, but to the Zebras' credit, they get goals in a run. They've kicked out of the last 7 goals, 3 have come in a row twice.
Once again, the bounce wasn't a good one. Stephen did the ruck Goose. Work. That tells you something. Kicked in the direction of Goose. He spilt the mark. Did all the hard work, but couldn't take the grab. Allard now a chance for the Bullants. Spearing pass kick was a good one. Spotted up bound the attacking side of centre.
Slow to his feet here, Goose. Hoping for the groin problem there.
Trainer's coming out to help.
Boundy's got Houlihan working for him. Houlihan gets around his opponent far too easily. Set shot on goal from 65 metres out. Went to the hot spot. Umpires picked out a free kick. It's going the Zebras' way. And going the way of Begley.
Need to roll the dice here.
About time, that some of the Sandringham supporters said.
So kick came out in the direction of Gallagher, but standing tall, taking a good grab, was Fisher for the Bullants. He kicks inside 50, he had a man on.
Strong lead.
It was a strong lead, and he took a strong grab. That was Saddington, and he can go back and kick it. His fifth, goal of the afternoon. On a 45-degree angle, Jason Saddington. He'll have to kick from 45 metres out.
Kristen, just with the Armitage miss up the other end, I mean... Me and Chris spoke about it last week, just the fact that players, 5 metres out from goal, going around on a check side kick, just go back and kick the drop punt.
Thank you, Benny Taylor, wisdom.
In saying that, as a player, it's easier to kick a little check side kick around the body than a drop punt where it can come off the boot roll.
Oh, what a hand
Saddington's
pass.
Kick was woeful. Back to action. Stephen has the football in hand. For the Zebras. Through the centre of the ground, they're running this ball nicely, Shepherd. The Zebras. A chance now. Ball to the hot spot. Maguire has two to beat. Maguire puts his jukes up, but Tregear stays down at ground level. Did very nicely. And confronts the task nicely. Dribbles through that goal. So the margin back to 13 points.
Still alive.
They certainly are. 18 minutes gone. Final term. It's the Bullants 14-10-94. I'm just waiting for the update of that Sandringham score. It's Sandringham 11-9. I'll go with that. Maybe 12-9-81. So 14-10-94, Sandringham 12-9-81. 19 minutes gone, final term on KC Radio's Match of the Day.
Definitely, we did say that. Roll the dice, take on a few players and just get the ball moving quickly. And you never know what can happen there. Give it out to Goose, one-on-one, two-on-one. He's going to put up a contest.
5-8 in favour of Sandringham in the second half here against the Bullants. Stanley flies high, couldn't win it out. Bentley... In and under, gets a hand pass out towards Austin. Has some space, runs away from Crow. The kick to the half-forward line and finds Bounty, who marks Beach Road side of Trevor Barker Oval. Bounty slips over again. He's been called to play on, now under pressure, and that's a disappointing kick by Bounty. Right across close to the pocket. Oh, Bentley did very well to push away from his opponent. Has a shot on goal. Couldn't finish off the good work there, Bentley. He has 1-1. And the Bullants go to 14-11. Sandringham 12-9. We've gone 20 minutes here of the final quarter.
Somebody needs to run in the centre here. Just go down the guts.
Lynch and Vance Attat both coming off.
So the kick in finds his teammate there in Smith in the pocket. No, it's actually Armitage. He goes long along the line up towards Gallagher, who marks on his own wing. Gruber breaks for him now, and that's going to be the option. Gruber should mark and look to get the ball moving forward for him. Simon Clark's on the lead. He should go that way. No, in two minds. He'll be called to play on in a second. Gruber off one step now. Kicks to a contest. Patarakis did very well to mark and outposition his opponent there in Bentley. Patarakis, that's better ball movement, finds Hayne.
Get into Goose.
One-on-one with Hartlett is the Goose. He needs to go long. Clark, get out of his space. Clark leads into his space. The kick goes long. Goose and Hartlett. Hartlett reads it better. Has a fly at the ball. He drops it. It's going to be a foot race. Here comes Tregaron Bannister. Bannister's tripped him. Where's the umpire? He didn't see it. Keith tries to break one tackle, then he dropped the footy.
Yes.
And he's on the money that time, Grindle. He was there watching it. Fantastic umpiring. Could have given the free kick against Bannister. It went against Keith. And, sorry, Reece O'Keefe, I should say. And this is a big kick. I know there's a stupid comment. Smith's lining up with to reduce the margin to, what is it, 8 points.
Phil Pearce says if he kicks this, they're alive in it.
Alistair Smith, in one of his first games for the Zebras, from only 15 metres
Bang.
Out, he's kicked the goal to reduce the margin to 8 points. The Zebras go to 13-9. The full ends 14-11. We've gone 22 minutes of the final quarter. You're tuned in to Casey Radio, VFL, Saturday afternoon football.
Didn't you guys just write them off a minute ago?
I didn't.
I said far from the sealer.
Eddie, you've got to learn, mate, in this VFL caper.
He's getting into the big calling status of Darren Parkin. They just like to sit there and make big calls all afternoon.
I need the Northern Bulllands to win now, so if you hear a vocal supporter in the background, it might be me.
So once again, we've got a contest on our hands. Umpire's picked out a free kick. It's going the way of the Zebras
Stanley.
Too.
Where's
too
Goose?
High.
Where's Goose?
Too high. Get it in long, big fella.
So the big fella with football in hand is Stanley. Kicks in the direction of Crow.
Anderson.
Crow put his mitts up. Anderson had no idea. And Crow, with one of the easiest marks he'll ever take inside 50, can go back.
Slow-mo Joe Anderson.
He didn't want the ball to come there. He did not want the ball to be there.
That was disappointing.
A straight kick will have the margin of 2 points. Rod Crow from 45 metres. Shot on goal now. Didn't look great off the boot. And hits the woodwork. So 7 points the margin. 24 minutes gone. KC Radio footy.
The kick in by Hartlett finds Allard. He's got his hands on the football, but in a busy second half. Yakabuchi breaks and can go out here towards that man in
Anderson.
Well, he's been let off before, wasn't he?
Oh, big time.
The margin's now 7 points. They've had two opportunities in the quarter to get themselves closer in front. Now the Zebras. So Anderson doesn't have an option, so he goes long. Fisher with his flight, the ball couldn't mark. The turnover now. Stephen couldn't get a clear disposal.
Yep.
And he's been pinged for holding the footy.
Dropped the cane.
Oh, the ball spilled out in the tackle. He didn't
drop
it. Everington's turned it over, though. Reading the play well is Miles. They've been impressive his second half. Really got himself into the game after Fisher had his measure early. So young Miles here. Luke Miles off one step. Goes long looking for Goose at the back of the pack. He flies. He can't mark this time. It's been punched down. Coming through there was Fisher. Gets a hand pass to Allard. Off one step again. No one's there. They're losing track of how to get home now, the Bulllands. It's been turned over by Stanley. His kick finds Patarakis. He stops. He props. Looking for an option. Clark goes one way and Goose goes the other. Goose at the back of the pack. He won't get there. Gallagher has three to beat. He had no chance at all. And flying high and taking the mark with a bit of cramp is Hartlett.
Their structure's just not there. The Bulllands, their zone defence hasn't been seen for the last 5 minutes or so.
Oh, it's
They're
really
panicking.
Bad. The cramp has really kicked in. It's round five. Trying to waste some time is Hartlett.
I think so, Kane.
He looks in a bit of a poor way, Hartlett, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, even if you boys won't.
What has he done? It's like he's been shot.
Hyperextended that knee, something like that. Anderson now with the footy, 25 metres out from his defensive goal. He kicks out to the Beach Road wing in the direction of O'Halpin. He couldn't mark.
Himself.
Boundary. Dives on the footy. Got to be careful here. Umpire Grindle calls play on. Ball came out the back. Chance now for Clark for Sandy. Bustling his way through down there at ground level as well is Houlihan for the Bullants.
Oh,
Grindle
lucky.
Had blown his whistle just as that Sandringham player there in Smith had extracted it. And will bounce down right in front of the scoreboard here. Beach Road side about 55 metres out from Sandy's goal.
Bannister's gone to Maguire. Hartlett going off the ground could be just what Sandringham need.
Whistle in that ruck contest. Stanley's infringed upon O'Halpin. Took him too high, and O'Halpin will take a free kick. No real hurry either.
If Saddinson's on his own here, he'd probably get the ball, I reckon.
Good call, Nico. Kick in the direction of Saddington. Had to be precise. Was so. Saddington, kick up the line. Was good. Found Bannister.
Just keep it on the wing here, near the boundary line.
They keep it close. They can just work the ball nicely. He goes back to Saddington, but that, of course, means play on. So Saddington, kick goes out wide now to the Beach Road side in the direction of Yakabuchi. He's got time to gather, and he's got plenty of options too. Waiting over the top is O'Halpin. Got Vansittart running by. Elects to use that option. Vansittart now on his left boot. Kick in the direction of Boundy. He'll hit the pack hard.
Oh, wow.
Ball off hand. Chance now for Tregear and the Zebras. He waited too long to get that handball off to Summers.
Good
follow-up work. It was Nick. Tregear, right foot kick around the body, but he's coughed it up. And Yakabuchi chips in and chimed in at the right time for his side. Takes a good relieving defensive mark.
So Yakabuchi trying to marshal his charges. That ball's going backwards. Play on once again. Saddington picking up a lot of the football in the last 5 minutes. Over the top now to Bannister. He's gone further afield by hand to Keith. Running past to receive the hand pass Yakabuchi. In space, Brad Fisher receives on the half-back flank for the Bullants. Penetrating kick along the line. Looking for and finding O'Halpin. O'Halpin's taken the mark. Well, it's starting to get to a dangerous time of play now for the Zebras. A kick inside forward 50. They will fly. No one could mark. Clark at the back of the pack. There's a Sandringham player advantage. Down. And advantage has been called. Crow takes the mark. Running past Biddlecombe receives a hand pass. Kick inside forward 50. Looking for Goose. He's taking the mark. No, Bannister did well.
There's nobody at the four.
5-on-1 here in favour of the Bullants. Bannister goes back by hand, which now finishes with Vansittart. Off one step. That ball's gone backwards. Made Boundy stretch, and Grindle's played the mark. So still inside defensive 50 here, the Bullants. The margin, 7 points. Boundy goes long, using his body well there with Saddington. Crow couldn't keep the ball in. The invincible Mitch Robinson goes flying through and couldn't pick up the crumbs. The ball's going to be thrown in. 7 points the margin.
So out of side here at Beach Road Oval. The Beach Road side, O'Halpin once again took it out of the ruck contest. That was risky stuff. Managed to get the handball off to Houlihan though. Houlihan's kick over the head of Garlett leading the race there.
Oh, well done.
Simpkin for Sandringham. He did very nicely. Left foot kick in the direction of Stephen. Stephen, one hand up,
stay
couldn't take
feet.
The mark. He did stay on his feet. Simpkin followed up,
what
but his
that?
Kick was a wobbly one inside 50.
What was that?
They needed something better. It was just a shank off his instep. And the ball rolled over the boundary line, right in front of our social club area here at Sandringham, in front of our broadcast position. Sandringham staying in this game by a thread, but they need to get a move on if they're to make any inroads on this margin. Ball thrown in. Phil Pearce thinks they've got no time. We'll have a bounce down.
Need the third man up here. Sandy, just punch it forward.
Numbers back, as you'd suspect, for the Bullants. Tregear a chance to gather. Almost threw it out the back in the direction of Hayne. Patarakis was working hard, but working harder was Yakabuchi. He did very nicely. Got the handball off to Houlihan. Chain of handballs results in the ball going to Morgan for the Bullants. And Morgan kept a cool head to get the footy by foot to Fisher. So Fisher now kicked over the top. His teammate there in Anderson slipped over. Allowed Armitage in on the contest. Armitage, left foot
long.
Kick over the top, found Hayne.
Crow's
Hayne went
out.
To Clark running by. Clark, short kick, found Gallagher. Ooh. Don't know if it went the required journey.
Oh, it did. Don't listen to these guys in the background.
That's what advanced.
You look where he kicked at Nikolovsky. It went about 8 metres, I'm telling you that kick. Gallagher, set shot on goal, David. Gallagher just needs the journey. And
handy,
it needed
handy
the accuracy
point.
Too.
Handy point.
Margin back to 6 points. One straight kick in this game. 28 minutes gone. Final term.
So Bannister with a very important kick in. Ooh, finds Vansittart under some pressure from Tregear. Now this is the time. Those two shots on goals. Those two room misses in the last quarter for the Zebras.
The kick looking for Bentley. Tregear's there. No, sorry, it was actually Weller doing well to get the punch. Allard goes through, gets the ball going forward for the Bull Ants. And very close to the boundary line there is Houlihan, just going through, picking it up and taking it over the boundary line. So it was actually Messi, and the ball's going to be thrown in. That's not Lionel Messi either.
No, not quite.
Nick Messi of the Bull Ants. So the ball's been thrown in on centre wing, Beach Road side. Ahalpin did well. And there's the siren. Heartbreak here for the Zebras. They were so gallant in the second half, they nearly got across the line. Five goals in that last quarter of the two has seen the Zebras fall short by only 6 points. Sandringham, 13-11-89, going down to the Northern Bull Ants, 14-11-95. So fantastic effort there by the Zebras, just not quite enough. Maguire, gallant in the forward line, kicking five goals. Saddington kicking four goals for the Bull Ants. We've been across down to ground level.